Say Her Name by James Dawson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Erin and Faye. 'Twas in the middle of the night, to sleep young William tried, when Mary's ghost came stealing in and stood at his bedside. Oh, William dear, oh, William dear, my rest eternal ceases. Alas, my everlasting peace is broken into pieces. I thought the last of all my cares would end with my last minute, but though I went to my long home, I didn't stay long in it. From Mary's Ghost, A Pathetic Ballad by Thomas Hood. 13 years ago. Drip, drip, drip. Drip, drip, drip. Drip, drip, drip. This was really starting to get on her nerves. Taylor Keane tightened the kitchen tap with all her might, even using a tea towel to gain a better grip, but the relentless dripping continued. Where was it coming from? Leaning over the sink, she twisted the handle and threw the window open, snaking her arm through the opening and into the balmy night air. She held out her open palm. It wasn't even spitting. The strangest thing was, wherever she went in the house, the volume of the drip remained consistent, like it was following her around. She may well have snoozed.